The Alana Partnership and environmental group Senecutson filed the legal challenge to reverse approval granted July 3rd by the Town of Livingston Planning Board for a cell tower atop Blue Hill. The two nonprofit groups had been seeking a compromise that would allow for enhanced communications for emergency service providers while preserving the view for Alana State Historic Site visitors. Blue Hill is already home to two communications towers that are 190 feet tall. Jeffrey Ansovino says these towers are slim with minimal visual impacts. Ansovino, director of land use advocacy for Poughkeepsie-based Senecutson, says the proposed tower would have a significant adverse visual impact as it would be wider and capable of holding many antennas.
The applicant has just received site plan approval to build a lattice tower. A lattice tower is one of these towers that look, they're more common. You see them all over the thruway with three sides, and they're very wide at the bottom, and they taper to something thin at the top. Then they've got a lot of cross pieces, X's going up all the way up.
Attempts to reach planning board members were unsuccessful. Again, here's Ansovino.
We do understand that wireless communications is very important in Southern Columbia County, and even wireless telephone service is important to people. So we don't want to stop that type of service, but we want to make sure that the tower that is going to be built to provide for those antennas is constructed in a way that minimizes or mitigates the visual impacts from Olana, and in particularly the potential impacts of future towers in that area. Because the town of Livingston zoning ordinance prioritizes places where there's existing towers for future towers.
He says there is a tower design that would be acceptable to Senecutson.
So if it was a matter of rebuilding that tower, putting up a new tower that looks like the existing one, I don't think we'd have an issue with it.
He alleges the planning board failed to take into consideration a letter from the New York State Historic Preservation Office saying the tower would negatively impact views from Olana, which the state agency terms a preeminent historic landmark. Olana is the home and landscape designed by Hudson River School painter Frederick Church. Instead, alleges Ansovino, the board relied upon correspondence from the 1990s. He says though the legal challenge is filed against the Town of Livingston Planning Board, and it is the planning board's decision with which Senecutson and the Olana Partnership take issue, the filing names Eager Communications, the applicant for the tower, and Blue Hill Fruit Farms, the property owner. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.